Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
It's Friday, the 16th of August, coming up. Hospital crackdown on violent patients.
We do sometimes get some physical abuse as well, but the majority of it is verbal, and I think staff find that particularly difficult because we would all want to be treated in a manner that is respectful.
Bidding to be the best, how one Kent High Street is thriving.
20 years ago, you stayed at home to entertain, you went out to go shopping. Now you stay at home to do your shopping, you go out to be entertained.
Come Sign With Me. New show launches on KMTV.
I'm hoping that the TV show will entice people to be stronger and to be grateful that this world is actually trying to change.
Kent Online News.
Well, our top story today is all about the number of attacks on staff at Kent's biggest and busiest hospital. Over the past 3 years, there have been more than 1,800 cases of violence or aggression towards doctors and nurses at Medway Maritime in Gillingham. A zero-tolerance campaign's now been launched to try and stop it happening. Karen McIntyre is a director of nursing at the hospital.
The majority of incidents may happen in ED, but we also have those incidents on the ward as well. So what's really important for us at Medway is that we are a caring organisation, not just for our patients, but also for our staff. And what we're asking here is that our community respect our staff, recognising that patients come into the hospital and that they're vulnerable, they're anxious, but we all know that there are behaviours that are acceptable and not acceptable. So we really just want patients, visitors and relatives to just be mindful of that when they are talking to staff. So I would say the majority of the incidents are around verbal aggression, inappropriate language being used towards staff. We do sometimes get some physical abuse as well, but the majority of it is verbal. And I think in some ways that's quite hard to understand and accept. And I think staff find that particularly difficult because we would all want to be treated in a manner that is respectful. And that should be both how we treat our patients and how our staff are actually treated as well. Most of our patients are so respectful, it's amazing, and they get that respect back from the staff as well. Some of our patients will suffer from dementia. Now, that's vulnerability that we recognise, and we have particular staff that are trained to help support those patients. So this is really important for our staff because our staff are Medway. And if we don't have a great staff base and if we don't look after our staff, they're not going to be able to deliver the care that we want to our patients and our community. So it is saying to people, we just want you to recognise that our staff should not be tolerated in a manner that is not acceptable. It will also do well for staff because they will see that we're actually taking some of their concerns seriously and that we're acting on what they've told us and obviously what staff results tell us as well.
Kent Online News.
A Kent mum who killed her twins at their home in Margate on Boxing Day has been sentenced. Ish has got the very latest for Kent Online.
23-month-old Jake and Chloe were found in their beds at their home in Castle Drive in the early hours of December 27th, shortly after Samantha Ford was involved in a car crash. Prosecutors had accepted the 38-year-old's guilty plea to manslaughter by reason of diminished responsibility. She's been sentenced to 10 years behind bars, but will remain in a secure hospital until she's deemed fit to be moved to prison.
Kent Online reports.
Kent Online's been told 5 people arrested after a car crashed into a ditch when a stinger was used to stop it are being held on suspicion of burglary. Police had tried to get the car to pull over on Sissinghurst Road in Biddenden just before midnight. They then chased it before using the device to burst its tyres in the Staplehurst area. No one was injured when it came off the road. Elsewhere, a man's been arrested following a crash that closed part of the M26 in the early hours. One person had to be cut free after 2 cars collided on the coastbound carriageway near to where it joins the M20 just before 3 this morning. The motorway reopened 3 hours later. A 26-year-old from Dartford is being held on suspicion of driving while unfit through drink or drugs. A man who threatened to stab pharmacy workers during a robbery in Dover has been locked up. James Roberts ran off from the store in River back in May with the till but was caught on camera. The 31-year-old, who doesn't have a permanent address, has been jailed for more than 3.5 years.
Kent Online reports.
Next, and we've been hearing how businesses are joining forces in one Kent seaside town to try and make sure it's seen as a rising star. Tankerton has been shortlisted for the title in the Great British High Street Awards. Winning would mean a cash prize of £15,000. Well, I've been chatting to Darren Simpson from the Bears Trading Company, which has been involved in the bid.
It's absolutely amazing for Tankerton. It's, you know, it's getting recognition of what we're actually trying to achieve, which is a real community feel where businesses support the community and the community in return support the businesses. And it's keeping Tankerton alive, and it is really, really starting to grow.
We can all see when we go shopping ourselves how high streets have changed. What sort of effort has had to go into to making Tankerton what it is and kind of changing the ethos, I guess, from what it used to be?
I think it's making it attractive. Tankerton lost all four banks many years ago now. Tesco's have just, they're part of the community, a business community, and they work really hard with us. They've just opened up the post office in Tesco's in Tankerton. It's only a small little Tesco's. That's made a big difference. People come and do shopping in Tankerton on a daily basis. We've got a butcher's, we've got a baker's, we've got Tesco's for your fruit and veg and your produce, things like that. And then we've got all the other shops that go with it. It's just a nice mix, and it is starting to thrive.
People have said previously online is going to signal the death of the high street. It seems, particularly in Tankerton's case, that's not the case.
I don't think it is. You can't get everything online. Culture's changed. I mean, 20 years ago, you stayed at home to entertain. You went out to go shopping. Now you stay at home to do your shopping. You go out to be entertained. But if you're coming out and you've got a great mix of retail and hospitality within an area, people are going to do everything there when they want to. You know, it's really coming to changing your actual view on what you're going to do when you go out.
A man who claimed he broke into a home in Sevenoaks because he ran out of petrol has been locked up for nearly 2.5 years. The 27-year-old from Croydon in South London said he went into the house in Fairseat Lane in May to look for a jerry can. Two watches, jewellery and a mobile phone were taken. Part of the M20 is going to be closed all weekend. Highways England say it'll shut between junctions 9 and 11 for Ashford and Hythe from 8 tonight until 6 on Monday morning. It's so improvements can be made to the central reservation safety barrier. They'll also be getting ready to demolish Highfield Road as part of work on the new junction 10A. Neighbours say their worried plans for a new Coast Guard lookout station in Whitstable will ruin their sea views. Rescuers want to make their current base on Tankerton Slopes two floors high to give them a better vantage point. They say they don't want to offend anyone, just save lives. Now, a sitting-born mum campaigning for sign language classes in schools is launching a new TV series this weekend. Come Sign With Me will be KMTV's first dedicated children's programme and fully sign show. It's being presented by Becky Brainer, who became deaf after she suffered burns when she was 3. She's hoping the series will inspire youngsters.
It's basically kind of like a 21st century version of Jack and Nori, but for sign language. We come together. I found an author who also lives in Kent, Mr. Tim Parsons, and he writes stories about the paramedics and some of the situations that they get themselves into. And I thought this was a brilliant way for us to break the communication barrier with the deaf community as well as the hearing. So we kind of put our heads together and come up with an idea for Come Sign With Me. At the moment, yeah, we have a selection of books to use, and as who knows what the future holds, we may be able to find other authors, other storylines to follow. So, yeah, let's see what the future holds. I was called into KMFM last year because I had posted a video up on Facebook of doing my sign language to This Is Me, which is the Greatest Showman song. And it's become quite renowned. It hit over 6,500 views in less than a week. So it was kind of like this big whole new thing. And as I went on to KMTV, we had a chat, and they were kind of blown away just as much as everybody else seems to be with what I do. And it kind of got taken from the next level there. We just got chatting and thought, you know what, it's amazing that somebody has actually decided that the communication barriers shouldn't be there anymore, and KMTV are willing to assist me in breaking them. It still blows me away now, knowing that even a year later and so many songs later, that everybody's still into it and still wanting to learn, and the it's just amazing that both communities, hearing and deaf, are so up for change. And so I'm a one-man band trying to change the world. I'm hoping that I've done a good enough job that they like what they see. And do you know what? It is absolutely beneficial for the hard of hearing and the children that do use BSL as their first language to be involved and to feel, you know, equal to those who can hear. You know, not having to have those special additions on their TVs, having the subtitles on, having that person in the tiny little box that they get to see rather than watching the actual program itself, you know. But it also makes another big difference for the hearing children to actually see what a beautiful language it actually is and to entice them to want to learn it. No matter what happens, we are all human and we all have feelings and we all have our own needs and our own wants. And the equality and diversity in this beautiful world of ours should stand for everybody, whether you've got a hearing impairment or not, whether you have physical or mental disabilities, whatever state of mind you may be in. We're all human. We all have feelings, and it is so important to make sure that everybody is filled with love and empathy and understanding and gratitude. And, you know, and to be proud of everybody who is involved, because no matter what is happening around us, everybody's strong in their own way, but they also need somebody to lean on. And, you know, I'm hoping that the TV show will entice people to be stronger and to be grateful that this world is actually trying to change.
You can see the first episode tomorrow afternoon.
Kent Online Sport.
Football and Gillingham have got a weekend off after their game against Bury was postponed. It's because Bury are struggling with financial problems right now and could be expelled from the Football League. The Gills are next back in action on Tuesday night when they welcome Blackpool to Priestfield. That's it for now, but for more news throughout the day and of course across the weekend, just head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.